And Marion Combs is here for the weekend arts roundup. Yeah,
it's all that Ausgear we've been playing.
It's the Ausgear we've been playing. Marion Combs from NPR News. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing very, very well. What do we got coming up this weekend that you? Well, first of all, let's hope that there's going to be some sort of break in the weather. We have our hope springs eternal, so to speak.
But here's the thing: is that if the weather's bad, great mm-hmm. reason to be indoors, and great theater abounds indoors in the Twin Cities. So you know, it's a mixed blessing. But if you're outdoors this weekend. Oh my gosh, and on Sunday, even if it's raining a little bit...
There has to be a May Day parade coming up, right?
Mm-hmm. That's the Sunday. Yep. All right. I'm saying, even if it's raining a little bit, get out there and appreciate it, because it's such a fabulous event.
It's a huge tradition.
Gosh, it's been going on for like close to 40 years now. Mm-hmm. I think this is the 40th anniversary, something like that. Anyway, Sandy Spieler, who heads up in the Heart of the Beast Theater, they put this all together. It's a huge community event. People come together. They make the puppets and the floats together, these huge, well, they're not really floats, but they're just these amazing huge puppets and these other contraptions that they create. And this year's theme is Wonder. Wonder. Mm. And they always do some sort of environmentally minded thing or talking about community and appreciation for the earth. And then they go down Bloomington Avenue. They end up in Powderhorn Park. And it just becomes this fabulous celebration of spring. And it's just, it's such a great, like, cathartic, let's end winter, gosh darn it, mm-hmm. and move into spring. And it's just a fabulous event. You have people, like, climbing up on rooftops to watch the parade. Mm-hmm. Hugely popular. And then there are the anarchists who always go down in front of the parade and, like, roast a goat.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, hold on. I'm not familiar with this.
Oh, my gosh. Before the parade actually starts, there's this group of very happy anarchists, very friendly folk.
The happy anarchists.
Who put together this awesome structure. They have, like, a band playing. They have people, like, on skateboards in this huge contraption of metal, and it has, like, these fire, like, it looks totally like it's out of Mad Max. I mean, it seriously looks like it's something from, you know.
Cool.
Got a spot of gasoline, eh? You know, it's just very, it's very fun. And then they have somebody who's actually roasting a goat on this machine that's
Holy
making its way down.
Goat.
And then at the end at Powderhorn Park, you know, you feast on goat meat. And
so now remind us where it starts and it ends at Powderhorn. Where does it start?
It starts in Bloomington Avenue up, gosh, where's the intersection? It makes its way down south of In the Heart of the Beast,
mm-hmm.
Which is on Lake Street.
On Lake.
Okay. Yeah, and then it works its way down Bloomington Avenue.
Okay.
And then makes a turn and heads into Powderhorn Park.
Well, we'll have the links for you.
Exactly, of course, the exact map.
I'm not
very GPS.
I put you on the spot once again,
Marianne.
We'll
put the map up at thecurrent.org.
My husband drives. My husband always drives.
And you're not the navigator? Come on.
Don't talk about driving to the May Day parade.
Oh, that's true. You should bike.
You should only bicycle or walk or take public transportation. Right?
Exactly.
Okay.
You should be dropped off several blocks away from the parade and then walk over there. You can easily take the bus, too. In addition to that, we have a couple of great shows. I really have to, there's been some great reviews out there for Passing Strange at Mixed Blood Theater, which is this production that is both a play and a rock show. It was a Broadway sort of musical based on one man's experiences, sort of finding himself while traveling in Europe, a young African-American man from L.A. And so it combines gospel and funk with, like, electronica and punk rock music. It's mm-hmm. just amazing. And what I really like about the show is that it stars Nathan Barlow as the young man or youth who I've watched grow up through his productions at Children's Theater Company as a young kid. Now he's a young man who's done lots of productions with theaters around town, 10,000 Things, and other, he's become a regular of the Twin Cities stages. And here he is sort of in his Jimi Hendrix style performance, just rocking it and totally holding the stage. So great show, great music, great cast, and great reviews. So that seems like a good bet. And that runs through May 11th. It's Passing Strange at Mixed Blood Theater. And then finally, Star City, a Russian space farce. This is...
I'm curious.
Yeah, by, so am I.
By Four Humors Theater, which is known for taking on challenging works and bringing out the humor in them and just having fun with them. So Four Humors is presenting a satirical look at the Soviet space program during the height of its race against the United States to reach the moon. And so there's, you know, Cosmonaut Training Center, and they're, you know, it's just like... It's they say it's ripe for farcical satire and just, you know, making fun of, because it, the earnestness and the sort of severe devotion to this cause at the time in the race was such that, of course, it's just perfect for mocking. So that's what we got. And that's Star City. That's an open eye figure theater in Minneapolis. It's a relatively small stage, intimate setting, and the performances run through May 17th. So, Star City, a Russian space farce.
Good picks, as always.
Open eye figure theater. So,
thank you.
Before last week, I sent you to hell. Now I'm sending you into outer space.
Outer space, but you know, most significantly, I think this May Day parade. I've been sitting here trying to figure out what to follow this with. I've been looking for a puppet song because, you know, we have to talk about our fantastic puppetry scene, which is encapsulated every year. The absolute kind of apotheosis of the puppetry scene, which would be the May Day
the
parade.
Apex.
So that in a moment. But first, Marianne, thank you, as always.
My pleasure.
For coming in. Marianne Combs from NPR News, and she writes the State of the Arts blog over at nprnews.org and joins us every Thursday morning for the Weekend Arts Roundup.